We also would just have a short remark on the overall risk. I think it is a very good question to pose to identify the risks that are there, because in the past we have talked a lot about risk mitigation measures without clearly identifying the risk. So we very much welcome also a debate about this topic. At the same time, when we look at the list, we see that some of them are classic risks, but some of them, as they are listed here, also are more something that comes from the from the lack or are not implementing one of the measures that are listed in other parts of this document or of our discussion. So not doing what we see as the proper way forward in addressing the risk surrounding autonomous weapon systems is not a risk per se, but this is just something of a side note. What we see, I think what might be useful if we have this debate is do a little bit of a grouping. What we see are, like Mexico before us, a set of broader security risks that are also more broadly linked to our work here. There is an overall humanitarian concern as the risk of humans losing control of armed conflict, while it is humans who will continue to bear the consequences of armed conflict. This has been mentioned in the past already through a number of delegations, also that there is a risk towards peace and security and a possible arms race. There is the risk of proliferation as the use of autonomous weapon systems by non-state actors seems a very high risk once the Pandora's box is opened. There is also, as Mexico has mentioned, a risk from integrating AI in broader weapon systems, but I think we have addressed this also in our discussion when we have discussed AI as functions of other weapon systems. Closest to our work are probably those risks that relate to IHL implementation, and those are, of course, unintended engagement, unpredictability, incidental loss of life, injuries to civilians and damage to civilian objects resulting from the use of weapon systems as such, loss of control of the system. And in this regard, we also want to stress that the risks of unpredictability of a weapon systems caused by self-learning and the black box problem would not only violate IHL, but even could impact the military utility, since no military has use for weapon systems it cannot control. There are specific security risks related to the weapon systems, cyber threats, spoofing, using other AI-specific vulnerabilities. And then there is this more broader AI risk list that has also already been mentioned that relates to, again, the black box problem, automation bias, discrimination through built-in bias, and risks related to data sets. Risks regarding the integrity, quality, and veracity of data that is used. This also relates a little bit to the interaction between the military or the state side and the private sector. And then there is also a risk that stems from a lack of adequate training of personnel on all relevant levels, and on a more broader scale, also the skills degradation. These are just some general risks that we wanted to list under this topic. Many of those risks can be mitigated or even eliminated by human control, and others, this is also clear, would mostly be mitigated through legal reviews, through measures on a national level as well. There's many risks, but also many different ways on addressing them. In our view, the human control is already a very big aspect of this and does a lot of good work. Thank you.